Okay, well, it was a game of few chances. I suppose you'd be disappointed with the chance you might have gotten you didn't take.
I think we had today so many chances, but you don't hold it in my nose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yes, thank you. I call chances when we're winning the ball through our pressing in midfield and we're running three against two in overload or three against three, and that is for me chances in modern football. And we had 12 attempts and we only had one on target. We had numbers of good opportunities in the second half, and Tavinia came, he put two fantastic balls over their back four, and we couldn't control the ball running alone on a keeper. That is, for me, in the end, is probably not for the spectator a chance, but for me as a football coach, that are a big opportunity in a modern day of football. I was very happy that we're making progress today. I felt we dominated the game throughout the 90 minutes. Cardiff was living of our mistakes. They are on set pieces, that was probably their biggest threat, and we didn't do many mistakes. They had only one in the first half, probably one in the second half. And in general, the team is progressing. But it's, for me, in football, like everybody will tell you, it's a results-oriented business. So we need to make sure we stop the rot and getting 3 points on the plate.
Did you deserve a point?
I think it would have been devastating when I only get one today.
It's a very, very tight league, isn't it? Obviously, I mean, I don't think any team has won all three games. So it takes a long time for the season to settle down.
Oh, I think we knew that. I think this year is the transfer market is destroyed this year. In terms of the money that had been paid for certain positions, is completely overheated. That makes it for the majority of the championship very tough to recruit. What we're looking, we have a strong team, but where we lack is up front. So we need to strengthen in that area. We knew that from before. But it's not easy, because especially when you're driving a football club in a responsible way like we do.
And finally from me, you're obviously upset by the way the transfer system is organised. What could you do about it? How do you think it should be done?
No, everything is fine. Everything is... the problem is when teams coming down from the Premiership and the income of the Premiership teams get higher and higher, they have a massive advantage when they're coming down. And obviously also for the parachute payments. I think for us it's important that we have to reduce in one way. We have less income this year than last year and the year before. We have to adapt more and more to championship life in the championship, but still pushing to win promotion. And obviously, when you pay for strikers 11 million, you play for a League One striker 5 million, it's very difficult for a club like Wigan Athletic to compete on that level. So we try to find solutions. We're working extremely hard, but in the moment, Lady Luck is not on our side in that part.